stand up, please? You were standing at the back, and the Lord highlighted you to me right away. And I heard him say, it's a new day, but it's a new lease on life. And the Lord said that this is all new to you, but it's even going to get newer. The Lord says that you have been faithful, and it is your obedience that is opening the door. And I just see one door after another door after another door after another door opening for you. And the Lord would say, my daughter, know that your faithfulness, even in the small things, has brought great joy to my heart. And the Lord says that new life is coming from within you, new in every way. The Lord says that you have allowed him to speak to your heart. You have allowed him to soften even those hard places. And you have been fertile soil to even allow him to come and to speak to you in odd situations, and even situations that you would normally shut the door to. You've been willing to talk. You've been willing to listen. You've been willing to step out. And the Lord wants you to know that you are going to be a very successful and mighty woman in the natural and in the spirit. The Lord says your whole life you've been shut down and people have never expected much from you. But the Lord says to whom much is given, much is required. And the Lord says that I'm downloading even into you this day new seeds of destiny and new seeds of life, says the Lord. And you are going to rise up, and even the people that you know will not recognize you anymore. And they'll say, who is this woman? And you will say, I am the daughter of the Most High King. I am the daughter of the Most High King. And I see you with a boldness. You are proclaiming those words, and that testimony of Jesus, that spirit of prophecy, will bring life to people who don't know Jesus. And they're going to say, I don't know who this Jesus is, but whoever he is, I want him. Because if he could do it to you, then I want him to do it to me. And the Lord says that you have a powerful gift of evangelism. You have a powerful, gentle touch that people are going to be able to listen to you and hear your stories and understand hard truths and hard things. And the Lord says that I've called you to speak to many hearts and many lives. And I see men and I see women and I see children and I even see family situations that the Lord is going to bring you to sort through and to sort out even the crooked places. I hear him saying, tell her I'm making the crooked places straight. I'm making the crooked places straight, says the Lord.